Joined now on the air by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger for what will be our last conversation of 2016.
No.
Thank goodness this year is almost over.
Oh no, it's been a good year.
Has
been
it,
a
been
lot.
A,
it has
it has
been.
Yeah.
It has been a good year overall.
Yeah.
I know we've had some disappointments this year in elections and things like that, but it's been a good year overall.
Way back in the 90s, Michael Moore did a show on TV called TV Nation, which was just like sort of documentary comedy sketches, like comedic documentary sketches, basically. And one of the things that he did was a sort of anti-in memoriam tribute to all of the celebrities who did not die
in
the previous year.
Oh.
And I feel like we need to bring that back, especially considering how many celebrities have passed away. And we're all focused on that. But, you know, I'm not going to name names because there's still a couple days left. But
goodness.
You know, a lot of celebrities made it through. That's good.
Yes,
we did a lot of really cool things in 2016 locally, which we talked about last week. And looking ahead to 2017, I know one thing that I was talking with Blake Hodge about earlier today, but it's something that Roger Stansel appears to be in on. You're in on it. Jim Cosby at Chapel Hill Carver City Schools and hopefully the Chapel Hill Public Library as well, which is an initiative called the Leaders Library Card Challenge.
Yeah.
Tell us more about this.
So it's a way to integrate school kids back into the library system a little better, maybe using their school IDs as library cards, having them have better access to online books and other resources within the library system. We're going to sign up for this challenge, and you have to have the cooperation of the town, the school system, and the library, which we're very much all on board with this. So
that's awesome.
Very exciting. Libraries are changing, and I laugh. My husband is a professor of library science, so I get to hear the forefront of how libraries are changing across the country, in the world, actually, and it's fascinating. We still, you know, there's a lot to be learned on how to research things when you're researching. And it's interesting, if you trace back when you're looking at, on Google or Bing or whatever you use out there, you're not always necessarily going to get accurate information. And there's a way to check and search to see that you're actually getting the right resource that you think you're getting. And so it's important to learn how to do that. And that's what our library staff helps with people and helps train in our library school, information science on campus at UNC. My husband teaches classes on this, because if you do trace back, sometimes you're not actually getting information from a reliable source.
It's been sort of creeping into the news these days, hasn't it? Yeah. And
false
it's really
news,
important
just
now.
Fake,
yeah,
news,
fake news,
say,
yeah.
Fake news.
But also I think it's equally important for students who are doing research, and you get on the internet and you type into it. It's not the same as 20 or 30 years ago,
no.
Or maybe even 10, 15
oh,
years
Aaron,
ago.
20, 30 years ago, you drove over to the library and went to the card catalog.
Exactly. Yeah, you go to the card catalog, or at least you
and
do
book,
your research
right.
in the library, yes. or you'd go to the encyclopedia, or you'd go to a source that you knew reasonably was going to be a quality source, and now you type into a search engine, and hopefully Google's algorithm works, and the first thing that pops up is a quality source. Most of the time it's Wikipedia, which is usually fine, but never super great, and a lot of times you get stuff that you can't rely on. So.
And then we spent some time over the holidays talking about, we got an Alexa a while back, just because I like to have some music playing while I'm cooking dinner, and she goes out and researches on different websites to bring information back, but that whole artificial intelligence interface with your home system is a very fascinating. She spells words for me, which is really helpful. It tells me the weather, but anything you can type in, you can ask, you can even order stuff. So I have to be careful with the kids and the online account, but ordering things directly sent just by verbally talking to the Alexa box. So the world's changing pretty quickly, and research is important, and it's important to know where your sources are coming from.
So this initiative here, Leaders Library Card Challenge, what would that entail? What would we see at the library,
so
or how
the
would it change?
The library group will be working with the school system to see how the interface works a little better. How can kids access from remotely from the schools? Because not all children have access to transportation, and our bus system goes near the library, but it's a little complicated for people getting around. So there'll be some training that has to go on between the school system and the library system, and with teachers and students. And so they'll get it all figured out. But they're very excited about looking into this opportunity.
I love the idea of using your student ID as your library card.
I mean,
like, what a simple thing!
Right,
you just have to make it happen.
Yeah, it is.
That's
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, it is
awesome.
Cool.
So
yeah.
for 2017. That's that's something we'll be working
on. We'll work towards that. The open data portal will be being explained better to citizens, so you can look at all the town's data online, and you can do that remotely. You don't have to come to the library to do that, but you can do that from home as well, and we'll be having classes and showing people how to do that in public information sessions.
So, very cool.
Open data portal. We are looking at rewriting the LUMO, so that will be a lot of the focus of the council retreat this year, which is the end of January. We'll be looking into how we move forward with our land use planning. We also have some exciting land use situations going on. The Target that's coming downtown to Carolina Square is scheduled to open in July. And that will afford people living downtown an access to groceries as well.
So let the record show that I just did the happy dance.
You did the happy dance. We're all about the happy dance in this room, aren't we? We like happy dances. We'll be working through the Wegmans proposal as it comes through the system entirely with all that to see that we can make it the best it can be for that location. So we're excited about that as well. We are tooling up. We've already started on working for food for the summer and figuring out how to make it better and more accessible to more families. So we're working towards that aspiration as well. I'm put together a couple of task force, one that was already started back in, about the old town hall, figuring out best uses going forward and if we could make something work with the visitor center and the Chapel Hill Preservation and the Chapel Hill Museum and anything else. So they're working through that and they're going to come back.
That's the one on Rosemary Street where the IFC currently
is, where
right?
Where the jail used to be in the basement. You can go down there and see that still. The town owns that building and the IFC is considering moving the community kitchen to co-locate with the food shelter pantry. That'll take a couple of years. We thought we would spend this time because the building's going to need some rework anyway. The building's got some issues with the roof and things like that. So we thought we'd take the initiative to start ahead of time thinking about what could happen there, so that we would be ready to go if and when the community kitchen moves. Another task force that I hope will be starting up in January is to take a look at all town assets to see what might be possibilities of using properties. We're not selling anything. We're just looking to get that list collected together. We have some people who were involved in this process before when we put this list together who are going to come back to be part of this task force and work forward with that. We're going to be doing more with the innovation. We're really looking for that accelerator phase, and we're collaborating with the university and with the Keenan Flagler group and with the Adams Apprenticeship and Launch, and we want to bring in our own business community to the table and help us figure out how we make this accelerator part work. And then we're also working on that in, light industrial advanced manufacturing. I'll get all the terms backwards together.
Oh, Liam. That's perfect.
There we go. Yeah. Up in the northern part of town. That's the only place we're looking right now to write some kind of code that will allow for this kind of development. And we have a couple of proposals before us for that area of town. So I'm very excited about those opportunities that would allow us to build on that innovation, going to accelerator and then going for a place to be. I saw one of these places in Florida at a mayor's conference recently that they had taken the old warehouse district and turned it into art studios and event places and people who were trying to create things and make things. And it was on the part of town that wasn't so expensive and had opportunities to expand, and you could have a loading dock and you can have that kind of floor space.
They kind of have that in East Durham now, don't they?
Yes, because they have downtown.
Yeah.
They have old warehouses.
Yeah.
And I wish we could build ourselves some old warehouses into town and renovate
everyone
them.
Everyone says that. Like, just go back in time and just be dilapidated for 30 years.
It's a perfect location in Chapel Hill to partner with things that are already going on here. We have some outside groups interested in looking at those spaces as well that want to partner and take advantage of the workforce that's created here in Chapel Hill. So I see that as a really good positive move for us forward. Mm-hmm. We're continuing to work on our sidewalks and getting those in. We have the list. We've moved into it's not the engineering phase, but it's the looking at design phase. There we go. Looking at how to do that. It's moving forward. And then stormwater will be a major. No, but it's important. I mean, I know you laugh, but stormwater is very important.
No, I'm laughing because if you're listening out there, you can't see this. Mayor Heminger is doing this without notes, by the way. This is just like off the top of her head.
I've been thinking about these things when I was driving back from Atlanta last night, talking about what does the year ahead look like? And we made a lot of new initiatives and got some things going. But stormwater, the report came back. We have some work to do. We're evaluating with things that happened. Like Ellen, I don't know if you know, drained. We're looking to see if we can incorporate that. So there's a lot of good things because we're going to make some advances in stormwaters. We're not waiting for the Jordan Lake rules. We're going to move forward. Mm-hmm. The same kind of thing's going to be happening with parking downtown. Met with the merchants again. We're making some progress. We're pulling those numbers. So we've had some time over this little bit of break to pull real data so that we can take a look and council can move forward with increasing We want people to feel welcome to come downtown. We want them to be able to figure it out easily and not be hassled. And so we're going to be doing better with wayfinding, but also parking. And we discovered a few things in this last meeting of the merchants who already know a lot of this information. So bringing that together. Some of our road construction projects should finish up, which will make people's lives better.
So this is going to be a slow year.
Oh,
then,
yeah, real slow.
Yeah,
real slow.
Nothing really
just
going on
sit
at
back,
all.
Take it easy. No, we have a lot of good things
do all
going
those
on.
Things and then lunch and then regroup and make something
so,
else
no,
happen in the afternoon.
Really looking forward to that. We have a few projects that will be coming forward as well. They go through the normal process, but our staff's been working really, really hard to fix some text amendments that make some things happen. The Ephesus Fordham area will be coming back and looking at that to make it more walkable and to really take the overall, 90,000 foot view with, okay, we had this code, it spurred some development, but what do we really want here and how does it fit together? Mm. And how does it fit together with all that's going on just north of the Ephesus code, up, all the way up to the Wegmans situation up there and possibly the Gateway Station. So we need to be thinking about that in a bigger picture scale, not by piecemeal scale. Mm. So the affordable housing report came back. We have now collected the data. We now know where we are, and that gives us the opportunity. We've hired someone to help us in to look at this and, again, take that bigger view. Where do we want to go, and how does that work? And that's another reason for that task force, too. What other pieces of property do we have that we should be considering? Mm-hmm. So it's been a year of gathering data, looking at things differently, and now we get to pull that all back together and come up with a plan.
That's going to be really cool. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, so break this down into, three New Year's resolutions for the town. So just sort of overarching goals by the end of 2017, what will you want the town to have accomplished?
We should be down the LUMO rewrite ideas. We won't have it written by then. That mm-hmm. takes time, but we'll know where we're going with it. And I think that's important for the town as we consider all those overall growth patterns. I'm very, very hopeful that we will have the accelerator situation figured out in 2017. And then I want us to make some real goals for affordable housing, stormwater. I think the goal setting. We now have the data. We spent 2016 collecting the information. So for 2017, I want to see us feed more kids over the summer and figure out how to make that really work so that it's a thing we do that we're proud of, that we can take care of our children and our community. Mm.
Awesome. So that's going to be a really busy year.
Yeah, it is going to be. And I will say, you were talking about New Year's Eve things to do. We're working, too, on making sure that citizens can find places to figure out what's going on in town.
Yep.
We have several places for you to do that. You can go to the Visitors Bureau, which people don't think to if they live here. They don't think about going to their website. You can go to the Downtown Partnership and sign up to get those announcements of things going on around town. And then the town website, please sign up. But we're going to try to make it easier. That's another piece we're going to be working on this year. So that if you live here or you want to see what's going on in Chapel Hill, you can click and figure out what's going on and not have to figure out how to figure out what's going on.
That I know is a big challenge because now that there are so many different outlets and so many different ways for people to get information, you could disseminate information 50 different ways and you'll still miss the people who only get it from way number 51.
It's really hard. We try to tell our story. We try to inform citizens, but it has to work both ways. So we're trying to make that easier. I will say it's fun. DSI is doing a big event on New Year's Eve. There's some fun things going on downtown that I want our citizens to come back and partake of.
Yeah. I got to plug the DSI event because I'm on hiatus from DSI this year, so I'm not going to be involved in it this year.
But it'll be a lot of fun.
Previous years, I would usually up in the booth running the tech and the lights and everything and doing the countdown, and it's such a great time.
It is a good time. Yeah. And then it's going to be a lovely evening to come on downtown.
Free parking on the street.
Have free
it's
parking and wander the streets, have a nice dinner, have a nice evening out. It's going to be beautiful. So come on downtown and take advantage. There's other things going on as well. Go to the Visitors Center website. Go to the Downtown Partnership website. You'll see all the things going on town website as well.
Awesome. What are you most excited about for 2017? Let me start being optimistic now because everyone's just been so down on 2016. Oh, it's 2017 is going to be better. It's going to be great.
I'm optimistic because of our new governor. Yeah. I will be honest. That has been pulling so hard, working so hard. I know there's going to be some battling and some compromising, but he's going to set such a better tone and we're going to make it work. out better. So I'm excited about that. And like I said, I'm excited about being able to plan now that we've gathered the data and make some things happen this year.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. I will let you go so you can get busy getting to work on that incredibly long to-do list.
Oh, I have a whiteboard in my office, and I write things all over it. We star them and prioritize them. We're excited about the new year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year.